Sorry about that, due to the...
I'll do this. Torreyway, North West London, 18th of April, base ER, Marina Alfred Abdovid, Conchita. Gimel ER. Oh, sorry, my asset. Gimel ER, Marina Alfred Abdovid, Conchita, on the subject of... We'll find out in a moment.
Sphere
Soima
and the date line.
I'll just
start and say I'm filling in for Malkiel. I'll just mention, I think, on behalf of all of us, a short word of cave that Malkiel is not here. The machor really on those who caused him not to be here. And this is a great pain, great distress. Just that we should be yotz of the chiv of machor. I feel this is really appropriate. And now let's start the shir. On the matter of the date line, so somebody travelling from Australia to Los Angeles, or vice versa. So the question is really, what does such a person do? Person who has to travel and travels across the date line, what do you do with Sfiras HaOmer? What do you do? Explain the situation. Imagine somebody gets on a plane, and they get on a plane in Los Angeles, for example, and they count, before they get on the plane, it's the evening, and they count Hayom Asora Yomim, they count days, 10 days, which makes 1 week and 3 days in the Omer. They get onto the plane, it's a 14-hour plane journey, and they arrive in Australia, they arrive in Melbourne 14 hours later, and it's lunchtime. It's lunchtime now, and in Melbourne, last night, they counted 11. So what does such a person do? It's now the middle of the day, and this evening, they're going to count 12. He counted 10 last night. I just must stress, for the sake of clarity, when you pass the date line, you don't notice anything. Nothing happens. Very important to realize. Nothing happens at all. And according to some, there is, mitzad the halacha, there is no date line. There's no such thing as a date line. It's a convention. Because there has to be an adjustment. But there has to be an adjustment. See, Davin may have Davin Maariv still in Los Angeles. The Shachris, he would have Davin on the plane. And what day he said it was, well, depends when he crossed the date line, when this traveller, upon which opinion of where the date line is, halachically, but that's not the question. Sfiras HaOmer doesn't depend, this Shaila does not depend on where the date line is. According to everyone, if you travel from Los Angeles to Melbourne, or vice versa, there is an adjustment that needs to be made. There's an adjustment that needs to be made. So therefore, what's happened very simply is that they are so and so many hours ahead in Melbourne relative to Los Angeles, and therefore you've crossed the date line. And you've crossed basically the date line, according to the international date line, is between America and Australia. And in halacha, where the date line is a whole machlokas, but it doesn't make a difference, there's no question about it. When, if you leave Los Angeles on Sunday night, when you arrive in Melbourne at lunchtime, 14 hours later, it's Tuesday, not Monday. Okay? So that's the solution. So now the question is, what does he do with Sfiras HaOmer? Similarly, the other way round, when he's going from Melbourne to Los Angeles, he would have counted the Omer in Shul. He would have counted 10 in Melbourne. And then he travels 14 hours to Los Angeles. He would get out of the plane to find out that the locals counted 9 last night, and they're going to count 10 again, for him it's again, tonight. And the question is, what does he do? What does he do with Sfiras HaOmer? What does one do? This question is an old question And the question, far as I'm aware, chronologically, it was first written and tackled by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Oh. The Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote a Shuvan, you see, and he wrote and said, fascinating, this is written down apparently, it's written down, I've only seen it quoted, I haven't seen it inside, and he said, look, you've got to keep counting, you've got to keep counting your sphera.
Yes.
So the person who comes from Los Angeles to Australia, so he counted 10 last night, tonight he'll count 11, the fact that everyone around him is counting 12, good idea not to be the Shliach Tzibur, but apart from that, why apart from that, he continues his own sphera. And similarly, when he goes the other way, he's counted 10 in the evening in Melbourne before he left, and now it comes to, then he comes to the next night, and everyone is about to count 10. He should continue counting 11.
You know, probably under,
the Lubavitcher Rebbe goes so far as to say, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, that Shavuos depends upon counting Sfira Chamishim Yom. So whenever you come to the end of Chamishim Yom, you came to the end of Chamishim Yom, so you'll be out of synchronization with everybody else. You keep Shavuos, 2 day Shavuos, on different days to everybody else. Yeah, only one out of the two in practice, but you'll keep, if you go many times around the globe, you'll be out of step for however many days it is. Tisparu Chamishim Yom, and therefore, you'll keep different days of Shavuos.
That's... Well.
He'll have to eat different days of Shavuos. Apparently, he wrote in another place, he wrote that one should count without a brocha, in which case you'll probably end up with 3 day Shavuos instead of 2 day Shavuos. But the idea, the general answers, how do you cope with such a situation, is you continue as things are. Now this, about Shavuos, that is something that, as far as I'm aware, nobody else supports the psak on Shavuos. In other words, all other authorities, Torah authorities, will tell you that Shavuos is like Shabbos. Just like when you travel and you gain a day or you lose a day, you don't say you count 7 days and then keep the next Shabbos, so you're a day out of Shabbos. You keep Shabbos according to what the day was. And of course, it was well known, there's a machlokas, which day Shabbos is in Japan, in New Zealand, etc., etc. Not getting involved in that. But without getting involved in that, it's quite clear, we keep Shabbos when it's Shabbos in the local place. And therefore, Shavuos is the same. It's a Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov is where you keep Shavuos. And that is agreed by everybody else, except for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. However, this concept of the Sfira Soemer, that you continue your own Sfira, the Chayra, there's a lot to be said for it. Why? Because, let's take other cases of where we have a din in Torah to count. So you have a situation of, there's a din of Shiva Nekiyim. So what does a lady who's counting Shiva Nekiyim, what does she do with her Shiva Nekiyim when she crosses the date line? Clearly, it makes no difference whether you cross the date line. There's no difference. She needs 7 full days. And that's why I mentioned in the beginning, when you cross the date line, you don't see anything. Nothing happens. It doesn't get dark and get light again. It's just a convention that you have to make an adjustment. Otherwise, if you go around the world, you're going to gain a day if you go west, and you're going to lose a day if you go east. And therefore, you have to make an adjustment when you come round. And therefore, that is the reason why an international date line was decided. And in Halacha, that's a huge topic, which exactly where the date line is, or if there is a date line. But certainly for Shiva Nekiyim, it makes no difference at all. Absolutely no difference. Similarly, you have a situation where Le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, somebody sitting Shiva, and they travel from one place to the other across the date line. They're not going to take any notice of the date line. They have to count 7 days. Mix the Sayyum Kekuloi, yes. And certainly if somebody travels from London to Eretz Yisrael and they lose 2 hours, or to be pedantic, 2 hours and 21 minutes, then you're certainly going to say that that's the Shiva. But you need to have 7 days. You have to have 7 days. So similarly, if you cross the date line, you have 7 days. Similarly, for the purposes of a bris. So your purposes of a bris, So if you have some baby by Yom HaShmini, you cross the date line, so it's still going to be by Yom HaShmini. It's not going to make any difference. He has to wait for, he needs 7 nightfalls in between when he was born and when the bris is, by Yom, on the 8th day. Fascinatingly, just in case your head isn't spinning yet, but I'm not sure whether it's going east or west, but whichever way it is, if you'd have 2 babies born, and there's going to be a bris of twins here tomorrow morning, Beis Hashem, but if you have 2 twins, and they were both born in London, and the father and the mother travel to Australia, and each one takes one of the twins, and one goes east and one goes west, and one is going to gain a day and one is going to lose a day. So then if you work it out, they're going to have brisim on different days, because one of them is going to have 7 nightfalls quicker. It's going to have 7 nightfalls, and the other one won't, because if you're going east, it gets dark. If you go east, then you're going against the sun, and if you're going west, so then what you're doing is you're following the sun, and therefore if you go west, you have one less nightfall than you have, and therefore, but clearly that those days counting, any chiyuv of the Torah to count depends upon physical nightfalls and sunrises. And therefore, for Sfiris Omer to say, in practice, the fact that I crossed the date line is nothing to do with anybody. I'm still on day 10. So, for example, the person who travels, who goes from Los Angeles to Australia, so such a person, he's clearly going to, it's true that he suddenly landed up in Australia and they counted 11 last night, but he's counted 10 last night. So the fact that he's had a very long day, but it's still part of his day. How can he possibly count 11? You can't count twice in a day. Once in the evening and once in the morning, there's no such thing. Only car registrations go twice a year, yeah? You can't have a situation where you can't do Sfira twice in a day. So it doesn't make much sense. Similarly, if somebody's going from Australia to Los Angeles and he counted 10 last night, and now he lands up in Los Angeles and it's the middle of day 9 for them, he comes to the evening, you can't count 10 twice, because that's not counting. Yes, if you count 10 twice, you send them back to a primary school and say, we'll help you how to count to 10. We'll tell you, if you count 10 twice, then you haven't counted. Similarly, you can't miss out a day and say, do nothing for tread water for a day, because then you've missed out a day. That's also not counting. And therefore, you have a huge problem there, that surely there is a point in saying, forget about everybody else, you've got your own sphere. The trouble is, Dain Weiss, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, was asked about this question, precisely this question. He brought it to me, I won't, because to save a bit of time, I won't read it out, but it's a short shuvah. And Dain Weiss is really happy to follow the logic that you should have your own sphere. However, he is terribly disturbed by the possibility that somebody who's gone from Los Angeles to Australia will actually be counting Hayom Tishov Arboim Yoim Sheheim Shiva Shavuos Boimer. He'll be counting it on Shavuos night. And the person, that's really what he says, inconceivable that when they're bringing the Korban Shnei Alechem, it's day 50, and you're counting 50-49, it says, Tisperu Chamishimei, V'kraftem Min Kol Chadashon Hashem, and for you it's 49. And therefore, Dain Weiss says, this can't be. What the solution is, Tzorchim, big problem. But Shavuos has to be when Shavuos is. What do you do about it? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman, my Rosh Hashiva, Zeichet Tzad Livrocha, he says the following. He says, if you go from Los Angeles to Melbourne, you count to 10 in the evening before you got on the plane. When you arrive in Melbourne, it's 11 during the day. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, count during the day 11 without a bracha, which you would in the day anyway. And the next night, you can count 12 with the tzibur.
That night,
you count 12 with a bracha. There hasn't been 2 days in between you counting 10 and 12 as there would normally be. That doesn't. If you go the other way, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's quoted in his name. So it's quoted in a sefer called Oinek Shlomo. So it's counted that it's mentioned in his name. But if you go the other way, he says you count 10. You count to 10 on the night of 10 in Melbourne. And then you flew to Los Angeles and you arrived in Los Angeles in the middle of day 9 for the locals. And then now he says the next evening you count 10 again without a brocha. And then from then on, with a bracha. The question is, again, how does it work? The definition of counting is, there's got to be an unbroken sequence. So, what could be the solution? Well, in a way, Shavuos L'chayra has to stay when Shavuos should be. And I think that we have to say is, a das yichida to say anything else. Shavuos has to be when Shavuos is. The only question, if there's a din as well, there's a chiyuv of sfira. The chayr, the logical thing to say is you're counting days. You're just like the shiva and the kiyum, just like the shiva, and just like the bris. And therefore you keep going exactly the same. If the only problem is that you're going to get detached from the concept of sfira soimer, and when shavuos is, if that's the only problem, maybe luri de mistapino, Hoisi Oimer, Hoisi Matsia, that maybe Dan Weiss's problem that he's flagging up isn't necessarily such a problem, because in Yerushalayim, of course, in any given place, of course, there's 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, which is part of the reason why the Lubavitch Rebbe's idea of having Shavuos moving for you seems very difficult, because Shavuos in any given place in the world is going to be 50 days after Pesach, and therefore that's not being violated at all. But you personally, Sfira surely is something personally. I am counting. When Shavuos is fixed in Klal Yisrael, when I actually count, that's my own Sfira. And who says in this strange situation that it can't get out of synchronization? Who says that my personal Sfira, which is a separate mitzvah, can't be detached? But, however, to go against the whole world in Pesach is difficult. I just want to float the following idea. What's the...
When you're in your flight from Los Angeles to Australia,
yes,
during the course of the night, you're passing through, why can't you go in with a bracha then on the way?
No, you haven't got an extra day. By the way, you don't have to wait to count 11 if you're going from Los Angeles to Australia. You don't have to wait until you hit the ground. According to Mr. Zalman, you do, because the adjustment won't take place then. But according to the others, according to the Chazanish thing, where you've got it's a mid-Pacific line, and that's according to most other poskim, so as soon as you cross the line, you could count. Number 11, no problem. But can you really count? Imagine if that still happens at night. You can't count twice in a night, once 10 and once 11. It's the same night. You can't even do night in the morning is a problem. It's the same day. So therefore, a very interesting possibility is the following. There's a well-known machlokes. What happens if somebody forgets a whole day? Or, what's happened to people, you count the wrong day. And you don't realize until the next night. So counting the wrong day counts if you haven't counted at all. And now what happens is, you missed out a day. What's going to be the din? You continue counting, but without a brocha. Why without a brocha? Because the machlokes we're showing you, which is unresolved, is Tzvius Omer one long mitzvah, or is Tzvius Omer 49 individual mitzvahs? There's a reason to say it's one long mitzvah, because it's one purpose to count from Pesach to Shavuos, from Tzvius Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. There's a reason to say it's 49 mitzvahs, because you make a brocha every day. So therefore, they're both 2 days. On the other hand, Arba Kotis is one mitzvah where we Ashkenazim make 4 brachas. So there are, you can see, it's not in Lakan or Lakan, but there's a machlok is unresolved, and we're not going to be able to resolve it. But I thought maybe the following. Somebody who misses out, they stayed in London, you miss out day 11. Something happened, you missed out day 11. Come to night 12, Seder will tell you count without a brocha. Now I'm going to ask Kana Ben Shoyo. Yes, we're not in Pesach, we're in Sfira Soimer. Following question. How can I count 12? It's meaningless. I missed out 11. Surely, it's like a zip where you're missing one of your teeth. How do you get across between 10 and 12? You didn't count 11.
How can he fly to Los Angeles?
Wait, stay here in London. Hang on tight. Stay in London. How do you count between 10 and 12? You did miss out 11. Surely, you can't continue.
Maybe you should say that yesterday was 11 and tonight is
12. So somebody says, I've seen him, Biscuit Chubbers, who brings one opinion here, which can't be said. He says that you just say today is or was 11 and then go on to 12. What, this converter?
No, yesterday was 11, tonight is 12.
The day passed. The day is there.
I think, the answer to how you can continue counting 12 is very simple. If you say it's 49 separate mitzvahs, you have to say that the chiyuv to count is dependent upon what the sphira is here. The same as you count, you keep Shabbos according to what it is here, the same as the Yom Tovim, what it is here, the same as whatever it is here. I'm counting 12 because it is Yom Shneimosot. It's Yom Shneimosot, not because I'm counting a sequence. But if you say it's one long mitzvah, of course it needs to be an unbroken sequence. But if you say 49 mitzvahs, you're not counting an unbroken sequence. Each day has the mitzvah of the day to declare this is the, whatever it is, day of the Omer. Now once you say that, the Chayra, there's a svara to say that then when you move about, you do adopt the day of the place that you are. And therefore, if you travel from Los Angeles to Australia, you can count 11 during the day when you land, because it is the 11th day. You didn't count last night. You weren't here last night. When you get here now, you can count without a brocha and move on. When you go from Los Angeles, from Melbourne to Los Angeles, you count to 12, 10 last night, and now it's going to be 10 again tonight. That's not a contradiction, because you're counting according to the correct counting of the place. So it was 10 in Australia was right, and the next night is 10 in Los Angeles. That's also right. And therefore I should be able to... So you should be able to count with a brocha. Except that the whole question of whether it's one mitzvah or 49 mitzvahs is it remains in limbo as a sophic. And therefore, l'chaira, if it's right what I'm saying, that whether it's 49 mitzvahs or one must depend on whether it is a sequence and it's my personal sphera, or whether it is the sphera of Kalal Yisrael, only each and every individual is mechuyev svatim lochem, to count for yourselves, then you stand up the situation that that's the boyer de leif shita of the Rishonim, and if so, wherever you go in these places, you cannot possibly count with a brocha, because whether you continue your own sphere like the Lubavitch Rebbe, or whether you count with a brocha in the sphere of that Rav Shlomo Zalman is mentioning, that itself is a sophic in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch hasn't been machria, remains a sophic, and if so, that's the situation that we land up in which case you should count without a brocha. There's a bit of an airing of the various possibilities and some food for thought.
On the situation that we land up in.
Twilight. We can't be in a small twilight. We can't do this. Sophic this day.
One second.
Yeah. You're not supposed to.